This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, live from Fenway Park on a beautiful day in Boston. And it just got a little brighter because our buddy Mike Giardi from what do you work for? Boston Sports Journal. Sorry, you've had a few jobs. And before you're done laughing, we got to play your fancy intro. So, Stiz, roll it.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original. WEEI.
Mike Giardi, I know you always listen to our program, so I'm guessing you've already heard that noted NFL source of news information man Nick Fitzy-Stevens is reporting that the Philadelphia Eagles could be prepared to trade with the Patriots for the number 4 pick and the right to draft Abdul Carter if he fell to that spot. Included in that trade would be A.J. Brown. Your reaction?
My reaction would be I'm still not totally sure why Philadelphia would do that, considering the plethora of bodies they have coming off the edge to begin with. But look, there's definitely been some smoke around AJ, and we know he wasn't particularly enthralled over the course of last season because of his usage and because of the quarterback play. So, I mean, you can never rule any of that stuff out. And, you know, we get closer and closer to the draft. I think you're going to hear more and more stuff come out, you know, whether it's strictly rumors or leaks or whatever. But, like, you know, usually as we get closer and closer to the draft, it starts to pick up for sure.
Mike, in reading your work this morning on, say it with me, Eddie, the Boston Sports Journal.
Yeah, nailed it.
One of the points that you brought up was that Mike Vrabel needs to apply some of the lessons that he's learned in past drafts and past spots during his coaching and executive career. So what are some of the lessons that jumped out to you in looking at his draft record from the past?
They definitely took some risks on character guys. They took some risk on injury guys in particular. You know, Caleb Farley, who was by all accounts a top 10 player in that draft, but he had back surgery right before pro day and they still picked him. You know, and he fell. It was pick 22 overall, but like he did nothing for them. He could barely get on the field and got hurt multiple times, including another back surgery. Isaiah Wilson was a pick they made at the end of the first round. A lot of questions about him leading up to that. Like, what, this kid, does he really like football? You know, there's some off-field stuff. They took him. He played 4 snaps for them as a first-round pick and was traded 11 months later and never appeared in the league ever again. So it's like, yeah, and it goes beyond that. Like, I just listed the first-round stuff. If you go and look at their draft history, like I was trying to say when I was initially writing the piece, it's a mixed bag. And I was like, that's not honest. It wasn't a mixed bag. It was mostly poor. Not a lot of keepers in there. Their 2019 draft was awesome. Harold Landry in 2018 in the second round turned out to be a hell of a pick. You know, gets a second contract from them and then gets a contract from the Patriots. And look, Mike wasn't in charge entirely, right? Like John Robinson was the GM and Mike, you know, over the years got more power when it came to the draft and then, you know, John Robinson got fired. But, like, there's a lot of misses there. So the hope is that they have modified their system in some way, shape, or form that allows them to find more success in the draft, because I think we all know they're going to build this thing the right way. And Mike said it himself, like, you keep missing in the draft, then you have to start chasing in free agency, and usually that's not a good recipe.
Okay, Mike, I'm not sure if we're going to get a chance to talk to you before next Thursday night, so I'm going to ask you now, rubber band gun to your head. Who do the Patriots end up taking there with the fourth overall pick?
It's Will Campbell, you know, and I mean,
yes!
I've made my case against why I wouldn't do it, but he checks a lot of needs for them. And then the hope is that, you know, he'll start him in left tackle and that he proves he belongs there. You know, there's a lot of people who say, well, if he doesn't end up there, you just kick him inside. Well, he has never played guard before. So just automatically assume he's going to slide in there and be awesome. Look, he's got the temperament. He's got the nasty. He's strong. He's a good athlete. Like, he should be able to do it, but he's never done it before. So the hope here is that you hit him on left tackle. He ends up being a really good player for you there, and you don't have to worry about that position for 8 to 10 years. But, you know, like I said, I have my doubts because you're going against history with this pick. Like, nobody has been an all-pro Pro Bowler with the combined arm length wingspan that he brings to the table. And if you talk to people who are being realistic, and I don't think people want to spin this, or spin's the wrong word, I don't think people really want to tell you, his tape last year wasn't that great. Like, I'm not talking bad, but I'm not talking top four pick in the draft good. So, you know, it's just something that people have kind of glossed over because they like the player and they like, you know, obviously there's a need here. So pump him up as much as you can.
You know what, but just real quick, I want to follow up. Have you ever heard of a prospect kind of being so – he's kind of comes at people. Like, if he heard you say that right now, Michael, he would come at you. I mean, he's got things to say for people. The question is – I mean, have you seen kind of a prospect, I don't know, clap back, chirp back at people, you know, kind of doubting?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The measurables like Will Campbell has?
Ted, it feels like it's become more of a thing. You know, I'm going to sound really old here, this generation, but it's the social media generation. Like, yeah. I think there's a lot more of that than there used to be where guys have the outlet. But you're right. He went out there in front of the cameras and, like, I think it's BS. And I was doing an event last night as we were raising money for Doug Kide, a charity for cancer, and his young daughter passed away. And really great event. Fitzy was the host. It was an awesome event. A lot of people turned out, so I thank them for that. But I did say at one point, because we were talking about picks, and I'm like, I wouldn't do it. And I said, this is going to be really awkward when they draft Will Campbell. And I have to stand in front of him and be like, well, I wouldn't have done it, but okay, let's go.
You're the sting, stank, stunk guy.
Consistency there. Mike Giardi. Everybody hate me. It's great.
Boston Sports Journal. Yesterday, we kind of had this little bombshell or whatever it is. All of a sudden, people realize, wait, Colton Miller is not taking part in offseason workouts, and he wants a new contract. Hey, he plays left tackle, and the Patriots need a left tackle. Is there any dots to be connected there potentially in the next, 6 days? Because I would think you'd want to get it done before the draft arrives.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard anything specific to it, but it certainly would make a lot of sense. And then if you did it, it either frees you to do whatever you want it for. Maybe even take less value to move back if you wanted to accumulate more assets, or just take Will Campbell and say Colt Miller's our left tackle and you're going to be the guard, and you're going to be the guard from day one. And now all of a sudden you look across the line and you say, oh, we've got four of the five spots taken care of, and the only one that I would sort of semi leave out of that is I'm not totally in love with the idea of the center here in Garrett Bradbury, but they did what they did. So that's a possibility. You know, I certainly would make the call. I think it'd be foolish not to. I mean, this is clearly a money thing. And if you can somehow, you know, whatever, it's the third round pick, the extra third round pick you have, and then give them a contract for a couple of years, that'd be a nice way to sort of bridge the gap and create a little bit more time and space to find the left tackle of the future.
Speaking of making calls, I've seen on social media that your boss, Greg Bedard, has been sort of alluding to the Patriots being big game hunting, and he knows that they're looking for a big fish. I'm sure you guys chat, hang out, share. Like, should we be intrigued by those comments from him?
So I haven't talked to him specifically about it. I would say that I think this sort of just a continuation of the aggressiveness with which they've tried to operate in the year since Bill's been gone. You know, it's whether it be calling about Brandon Ayuk or DK Metcalf or whomever, like they have tried to make that big trade. They have tried to swing that. So I don't rule out the possibility that they're still looking for an established veteran guy, that there's a track record of, hey, we know what we're going to get for this guy. The question is, what are you willing to give up? Because I think one of the themes that sort of I gained from talking to people around the team during free agency was like, well, our roster's not good enough to give up high draft picks. Now do they feel like what they've done in free agency give them a little bit more leeway to say, hey, you know what? If we get this guy and Drake gets better and, you know, now we feel like it's a better offensive coordinator and we're going to be more aggressive on defense, like now all of a sudden is that one player maybe kick us, I don't want to say over the top, but kick us from you know, 7-win team to maybe a 9-win team, and maybe we're sniffing the playoffs. Like, I don't know. That's a question that I have to answer inside. I would still try to continue to keep my picks and build that way, but it's clear that they have explored trying to find those guys.
Okay, Mike, since you got the Patriots taking Will Campbell, I'm guessing you're are going to say it's chalk for the first three. You assume Cam Ward's going to Tennessee, Travis Hunter to Cleveland, Abdul Carter to the Giants. You see that kind of, that's how it's playing out in the draft.
I mean, I could see a trade there, Ted, at three. I could see the Giants not totally. So Art Stapleton's covered the Giants for a million years. Had a tweet maybe a week and a half ago, and I kind of looked into it, and it's spot on. They don't technically or generally when it comes to medical red flags, the Giants don't do it in the first round. Like they want a healthy, clean prospect in round one. And so if they have questions about the foot, and some teams do have questions about the foot, including New England, then maybe that slides them off the board. I still find it hard to believe just because I think from a talent perspective, it was really hard to pass that up, what he's capable of doing off the edge. You know, you're talking about probably someone who could come in the league and be a double-digit sack guy, if not in year one, certainly from year two and on, if he becomes the player we all think he's going to be. So, but that could be a spot, right? Because I think they still have holes to fill, and there's two people desperately trying to save their job there, and the general manager and head coach Brian Daboll. So I don't know. I don't know how they view that, but like that would be an interesting one to me if they have medical concerns and don't want to make that pick.
All right, Mike, appreciate you joining us. We will be staying tuned to your Twitter, your social media, the Boston Sports Journal for your buildup. But Will Campbell, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I'm okay
that's
with that.
Your guy. No, that's
you. Yeah, you've totally talked yourself into it, Andy.
That's right. Where there's a will, there's a way. Goodbye, Michael.
Thanks,
see
Mike.
Ya. Thank you. That's Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. And we're going to revisit his Will Campbell answer because I got mixed messages from him, and I'm not sure whether I liked it or not. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet. wherever you get your podcasts.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.